Part 2, let's resume with Matthew 18. I'll start at the first verse. At that moment, the Talmudim came to Yeshua and asked him, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child to him and stood him among them, and he said, "Yes, I tell you, that unless you change and become like little children, you won't even enter the kingdom of heaven. So the greatest in the kingdom of heaven is whoever makes himself as humble as this child. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever ensnares one of these little ones who trusts me, it would be better for them to have a millstone hung around his neck and be drowned in the open sea. Woe to the world because of snares, for there must be snares, but woe to the person who sets the snare." Okay, so this says snare, but in the King James Version and another version, it says, well, a millstone. It would be better if a millstone. Okay, let's look. What is a millstone? Why are children snared? Currently, they're snared through child trafficking, sex, pedophile, slavery, and all of that. A millstone, if you'll remember, there's another passage, I think it's in Mark, which said it'd be better if a millstone were hung around their neck and they were thrown into the deepest part of the sea. What is a millstone? Crushes grain and grinds it up. It makes flour, and flour makes bread. Okay, so this bread is the staff of life. It's the bread basket. And there are people who have been in the tech sector, especially, who are using, they're grinding up, they eat up my people like bread, it says in the Psalms, the wicked. So their bread basket, their economics are going to be broken. And these people have been built on the blood of innocent. And God will not allow this to continue on. He will bring judgment in these sectors for the violations and the criminal activities that have been involved, including pharmakia. All right, let's go on to, and I'm just touching on it briefly. There will be a prosperity flip, okay? Not for everyone. This is for the slim remnant. Those that God has appointed, but it will happen. It means the wealth of the wicked will be stored up for the righteous, and they will take over what the vacuum that is left from the judgments and the destructions of these infrastructure. God is his people. He is preparing to steward them according to his kingdom and his ways, not just his will. No. It says in Hebrews that the children, when they came out of Egypt, they knew God's will. They knew it was God's will to come out of slavery, to be set free, that there was a promised land. They knew all that they were going there, but they didn't do it God's way. And because they went into idolatry and they complained and they didn't seek the Lord and they were out of order, many of them, they perished in the wilderness as a sign, as a type to us. They didn't enter the promises of God. But there, it's Joshua and Caleb had a different spirit and they entered in. And we also have, okay, seals. Now, I agree with Mr. Poloni that the seals have to do with worldwide judgments. They're not just local judgments. And he has an interpretation of what that means or how it's going to play out and where it is. I'm not exactly in agreement with him, so I'm really not going to address it because I've addressed it many times in many places before. But and my opinion of prophecy is it has multiple interpretations and angles, spiritual, physical, interpretations, historical, and so on, that it is a gyrokaleoscope. I call it gyroscope. Excuse me. And this is because it's alive. It's alive. Okay, so Jeremiah 51 says, which we're talking about now, that the Babylonian system is going to be judged. This is tech sector and her many, many tekel upar sins. It says, flee. This is a verse before. Flee from Babel. Let each one save his life. Don't perish because of her guilt. For the time has come for the vengeance of Adonai. He will repay her for what she deserves. Babel was a gold cup in the hands of Adonai. It made the whole earth drunk. The nations drank her wine, and this is why the nations have lost their senses. Babel has suddenly fallen. She is broken. Wail for her. Bring healing ointment for her wounds. Perhaps she can be healed. We tried to heal Babel, but she cannot be healed. So leave her alone, and each of us will return to his own country. For the judgment against her rises to the skies and reaches in even to the clouds. Adonai has brought forth our victory. Come, let us proclaim in Zion the work of Adonai, our God. So then he, Mr. Poloni, also stated that... that Davos, that's the 73, he responded to this, the 1973 Yom Kippur War. This is a 50-year jubilee. And that Davos and the World Economic Forum, these systems are going to be judged by God. Wars, God is warring against them through his church. And there's a satanic reset, and there's a godly reset. But there's going to be tremendous purging. And even with the church, the discipline is going to be serious. It's better that you're severely disciplined in this life than you lose your soul in eternal hell. Okay, so in the economic system of Yovel or Jubilee, like I said, the Lord's return, okay, to the inheritance, land or wealth or whatever it is, debts are erased and slaves are released. Then number 14 is God's reset. It will come through the great judgments on the wicked, the return of the righteous to the Lord. Okay, return means teshuvah, means repentance. If you've been doing wrong, if you've been going the wrong way, if you've been acting wickedly and performing wickedly because of sin, and you're joining with sinners, God says repent, turn around, teshuvah, and go right. When it's like a 180-degree turn. Go the opposite way. Don't go into darkness. Don't go further. Come here to the light. Come here to the light of Hanukkah, the miraculous light, which Yeshua is. He's the light of the world. And he will, all those who call upon the name of the Lord, will be saved. I'm going to end with this segment right here. For this comparative analysis and prophetic insights. Thank you for listening. God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. May you know him. May you know his love, even his endless love, neither height nor depth, width nor length, principality or power, nothing we can separate us from the love of Yeshua HaMashiach, who died for us and shed his blood that we might be holy and righteous and walk with him. With eternal life. We love you, Lord. We love you. Thank you.